on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. 7 o'clock, and it's time to talk sports. How about we're actually going to be able to talk sports? We got the 3M open this morning. Who you guys like?
Tiger.
He's not playing. So
Justin,
that's going to be difficult for Tiger
Justin
to
Rose.
Win. Huh?
Justin Rose.
Justin Rose isn't playing either. Never mind. I don't want to play
that.
This guy. I don't want to.
You
yes,
don't know
yes,
that.
I know the field. He's not playing.
You don't know the field.
I do. I have to pick my 7 guys every
Brooks
week.
Koepka.
Brooks Koepka's playing. There you go.
Brooks Koepka.
All right. So you got Brooks Koepka. It's a weak field this week. Don't you guys think? Yeah, probably. Look at Dell. He's not even interested in the show. It's embarrassing. He's not even interested to hear what we have to say today.
This is an exciting day.
It is.
You get the Yankees kick it off. The good thing, the thing that I like most about 2020 is that in 2020, Justin Verlander is going to be deemed a cheater because, you know, by proxy. I mean, he's with cheaters, so they're going to call him Justin Verlander's a cheater. But Gerrit Cole now has become a little more heroic now that he's a Yankee. Gerrit Cole's more of a...
Well, he wasn't here, though, during the cheating in 17.
I'm sorry, do you not know about the buzzers?
Well, there was no buzzers, but that's stupid. That's stupid. But
go ahead and listen to see if you hear anything about 2019 cheating. You will.
There is none.
You will hear buzzer stuff.
There's nothing.
Well, that's still
that.
Going to be out there. Do you think that went away? Because of a piddly little report from Major League Baseball?
Yeah, no, that went away. No.
That won't have gone away.
Well, Gerrit Cole didn't win a World Series, so he's okay.
I guess that's all it is.
That's all it is. Yeah, okay. It's all it is. That's all it is.
Well, he is heroic when you go to the Yankees. You are heroic.
Well, you're burying the lead. You know that, right?
Well, which one?
The dash lead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I forgot you're an ally.
Yes. Am I an ally? Am I a dash enthusiast? Yes, I am.
1-0, the dash are the greatest.
They win 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
And am I all on board? Yes. Yes, I'm all on board.
I forgot. I was burying the lead. Houston is a championship city.
Yes.
Where we are.
Yes. And if you're going to talk about the Astros being champions, why wouldn't you mention, oh, our team is going to the NWSL Challenge Cup Finals against Sky Blue, I think, or
and
somebody.
It's already a foregone conclusion.
What?
They're going to win.
They're going to be on, they're going to be on CBS. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hello. Chris Kennedy was on. He's actually the man who invented the dash. He's
invented them?
He invented them.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. There was no dash before Chris Kennedy said, let there be dash.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
So the dash, they win yesterday. Our old intern Mary called up and she said, you know, guys, I'm not super happy with the coverage I'm hearing of the dash.
So maybe Mary can call back today and she can break it down for us exactly what happened and how they're going to give us a preview of the final against somebody.
So you
who are they playing, Dell? Do we even know that yet? Does anybody know that?
I thought you said the Sky Blue. Didn't you say that?
Yeah, but they advanced to the semifinals, so I don't even know if they won yesterday.
They're playing the Red Stars.
The Red Stars?
Chicago Red Stars? Yes.
Oh, you don't think that there's some storylines with J.J. Watt's wife being against? Yeah.
That's not how she should be referenced.
Wait a minute. Is she not J.J. Watt's wife?
That's not what J.J.
What
wants
J.J.
you to
tell
hear,
Channel 13
wants you
already?
To say,
does J.J. have to get after Channel 13 again?
Yeah. Guess what Channel 13 said?
What?
Beat it. Who cares what you think? You know, if Channel 13 said, no one would know her if she wasn't your wife. How about that?
Well, no one outside of women's soccer.
Outside of women's soccer, which is?
Which is what?
Almost no one.
Ooh.
I'm not.
Didn't you say you were
I am.
On board?
Am I not on board?
Are you, though?
Yes. Yes, Mary, I am.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yes, I am. I'm on board.
You denigrated a professional soccer player and just limited her to someone's wife. Doesn't sound like you're on
board.
Is
she married to J.J. Watt?
But
did I say anything that's false?
Did you say your name?
I said she's J.J. Watt's wife.
That's not her name.
Is she J.J. Watt's wife?
Is that on her birth certificate, J.J. Watt's wife?
No, but she is now. It is now.
No, it isn't.
It's on her marriage license. Why didn't you ask about her marriage license?
It doesn't say J.J. Watt's wife on her marriage license.
Yeah, it says J.J. Watt and...
No, it doesn't.
Somebody.
Yeah, see?
What's her name? Oh, hi.
What's her first name, John?
I can't.
Kristen.
Lance thinks it's Kristen.
It's Chris, not Kristen.
Yeah.
It's Kalea. Kalea, Ohio.
Kalea, Ohio.
Is there any chance somebody who tuned in excited, like, finally has some baseball? I want to see what John and Lance have going on today. Click, click.
They know the first segment's just nonsense.
Oh, all right. We're 2 minutes in. Here we go. Here we go. Some Astros. Like,
the Astros don't play today.
Excuse me. The Astros are looming as a specter
today.
Yeah,
but they don't play today.
And this is where Garrett Cole shows you hair. This is where I officially start rooting against Garrett Cole today.
Today. Against Max Scherzer.
Today I root against Garrett
Cole.
It's
hard to root for the Nationals.
You know what, though? I respected the Nationals. There was something that I didn't
hate them, no.
I dislike the Yankees while the series is going on. I dislike Red Sox when that series is going on. I never could dislike, and I think it's because I always felt like the Astros were better than the Nationals. I always felt like we were better than them. Like, they were beneath us. They were one of the poors of baseball. So I always felt like, well, that's a nice little thing y'all have got going on here. It's a nice little road wins you're getting. Until I knew the Astros had to get all the road wins, too, to stay in it. But I don't know. I don't dislike Max Scherzer.
No.
I don't dislike Rendon. Kendrick hurt my feelings. I never disliked him. I didn't have a bunch of dislike for them other than Soto.
Yeah, well, but it wasn't his fault. I think it was the media's fault. Well, that and the fact that
also Breggers.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of started that whole thing off. Yeah.
Well, Breggers started that, and AJ. Ever since then, Breggers wasn't the same guy. AJ didn't like it at all.
Because that is a classic.
No, in
baseball. Like, act why like did you been there?
Why did you do that?
Carry the bat all the way to first base.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that, Breggers. See, Breggers has caught on. I'm the one that started Breggers. Like Preggers.
Oh, is only that it's a like, thing
yeah.
that you created?
I did. Breggers like Preggers.
Like Canetti with the dash and you with Breggers?
Yeah, right. I invented that. all like, no, that's not his name. What did everybody decide his nickname was? I said it's Breggers, and guess what? Breggers has stuck with Lance. That's awesome.
Yeah, one guy.
It did stick, though.
No, it's stick. That's his name, Breggers, now.
I ain't never heard anyone outside of this show call him Breggers.
I know, right? It's going to start, though. It's starting. I think Jackie, I heard him say it.
Well, we don't care what Jackie says about anything.
What are you talking about? We don't care. We love Jackie.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
We tolerate him as our ugly aunt.
Jackie, you're an ugly aunt. Worst show ever. He's going to put out. That's the next one. Worst show ever. So, do you guys think Mookie Betts is rich now or something? What the bleep?
Yeah. Mookie Betts has a lot of money now.
Mookie Betts?
This is one of those contracts where, you know, it's just impossible to fulfill from a time standpoint. It's no matter how well Mookie Betts plays for 6 years, it's just almost impossible to have. If they get 80% good contract, that's incredible. If they're able to get 80% of that as a good contract, that's a big win for them. You can't get 100% when you're a 10-year contract. I just think it's impossible.
That is unbelievable. 365 in a 12-year, $365 million extension. He gets 1 year, $27 million contract. He's currently playing out. Total comes to 13 years, $392 million, and he gets a $65 million signing bonus. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
I didn't think there were signing bonuses per se. I thought you just earned what you earned in baseball.
No.
How was that?
No, you could sign
them. But I guess you're
you don't need them nearly as much because that's your guaranteed money in football, whereas that's not. Well, it's a lot of your guaranteed money.
Everything's guaranteed.
Everything's guaranteed in baseball.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why do you need a signing bonus? Everything's guaranteed forever.
And I heard Jeff Passan on the show before this one, and he was right in that. Wow, I thought we were in a pandemic, and I thought the sky was falling. I thought these were evil and terrible times for Major League Baseball, And here they are giving out $392 million.
Well, so I think this is kind of interesting. Did you see in quarter two what AT&T lost financially? This is an example of somebody who might be an advertiser, you know, for a Major League Baseball or basketball or football. Their quarter two losses were $822 million for quarter two.
Yeah, that's not that big a deal, though, for AT&T.
Almost
they're
a billion?
Huge. Yeah, they're huge.
No, that's one quarter. That's,
I know.
Those
I know,
are
but
huge
you watch.
Losses.
They'll make it up in another quarter. They'll make that up and more in another quarter.
Because we're expected to really just bust
no,
it.
Because that's what happened.
We're in the midst. The problem is
those
we're
kind of numbers aren't ridiculous for a huge corporation anymore.
Yeah, those losses are insane. I don't think they've probably ever lost that much in a quarter.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
We're in the middle of a pandemic. How could they have lost that much?
I don't know, but we've seen huge airline losses and then all of a sudden huge swings back the other way. Listen, did you also see Jeff Bezos this last week, one day, made $13 billion? One day.
Well, he's got, you mean the guy with Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah, Amazon hasn't slowed down, really.
Yeah, well, neither are phone calls. AT&T's going to be fine.
Well, their sales for second quarter were lower across all segments because of coronavirus. That included a 23% plunge in Warner Media revenue. The point I'm trying to make is it's not going to get better. We're not going to magically everything's going to be fine in third quarter. That's not going to happen. We know that. Right now, there's no vaccine that people are using. That's not going to happen. So you're going to have the 2020 operating revenue was $6.8 billion, down 23% year over year, with segment operating income contributing $1.9 billion, down 18.1%. And Turner's advertising revenue plummeted 37% to $796 million in the most recent quarter. So their advertising plummeted almost 40%. That's actually light for the market. I have an idea of what NFL Network's advertising did. What I'm telling you are these companies, and we had this discussion yesterday at dinner. Me and Chris were talking about this a little bit and Chris's girlfriend. One of the problems is going to be that the advertisers. So I was thinking about this. You know, if you say I'm an advertiser for the NFL, do you think they charge less or more? Probably more. The idea is you are going to have more eyes on TV, on football this fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to. I think you have to have more. The NFL Network's programming is actually up 2% during the pandemic because they don't rely on, like ESPN and CBS, they're way down. They're down more than 30% viewership. NFL Network's up like 2%. Well, it's because they don't have live programming. They don't depend on live programming. They're not missing live programming. And up 2% would mean, all right, that might actually play into people during a pandemic are watching a little bit more NFL Network programming or whatever. I would think that during football games where you have a limited amount of now remember, you only have, let's say, 70,000 that stands in any given Texans game. Maybe 60,000 will be there, and there may be 10,000 no-shows, even though the tickets are sold. I get that. I think we'll see more. I think the viewership will be higher. I don't see how it's going to be substantially higher. I don't think saying, well, 80,000 people who would be going to the game can't go to the game from various, you know, from outside the Jacksonville area, outside the Houston area, where those people have to have Nielsen boxes too to really count for those, you know, for those numbers. But the idea is, well, maybe advertisers would be charging more, saying we're going to have more eyes, so we're going to charge more. The problem is the people who buy the advertising, we've seen this firsthand, and we've seen it nationally, and I've heard about it from our meetings in NFL Network. The people who buy all those network spots, they are losing money, and they are not able to spend money the same way in advertising.
Yeah.
I mean, so that could be the AT&T thing hit me because that's the kind of company that would be typically spending money.
Yeah, but if you look on TV, that girl, AT&T, they're coming back with that campaign of that girl. She's sitting there. AT&T is advertising.
Discounted rates?
Probably.
Probably.
We know all about that here. Talk to John Clay. He's not giving discounted rates. John Clay Wolf is paying top dollar right now for your vehicle. But that could, we got to see what's going to happen in the near future. This might be the best time to sell, right, John?
It's the highest market I've been doing this. Good morning, by the way. I've been doing this for 25 years, and this is the highest market I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. But you think it's going to turn again?
It's got to come down. You know, what goes up must come down. It has to come down. What will definitely bring it down is the supply of new cars coming back. You know, when the factories get kicked back up, supply of new cars filling back up will calm the used cars down. You know, we go into another funk. And I felt the market coming down a little bit yesterday. We sold 680 cars at Dallas Auto Auction yesterday. And it wasn't bad, but it wasn't as good as it's been, which is like the beginning of the new season. I feel it turning a little bit. But to answer your question, yes, now's the time to sell your car. Just everything, junk to S to Shinola, everything's really high. Rolls Royces to turd balls. I mean, it's odd. It's very odd. But the new cars, they're depleted. So it's driven the used car price up.
Yep. So now is the time. Get there before it goes down. And oh, by the way, take advantage of all these new cars right now with 0% financing for 84 months and get out of that one that you're paying high interest rates on. So John Clay Wolf does that at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. Thanks, John Clay Wolf.
Thanks.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 719. So, the Nuggets started a lineup last night of at point guard, 7-foot Nikola Jokic. At the other guard, 6'8", Jeremy Grant. At forward, 7'2", Bol Bol. At the other forward, 6'7", Paul Millsap. And at center, 6'11", Mason Plumlee. They went anti-Rockets. And the Lake Show Yo put out a tweet, Daryl Morey about to have an anxiety attack. And Daryl Morey retweeted it with the picture of the giant who is pinned down, the Gulliver's Travels. And they're building a bridge over him, and they've got him all. Which lineup? Let's say that the Nuggets had all kinds of injuries and guys, you know, that weren't gonna play in the game or whatever in the scrimmage. Which one is better? Which one wins?
What do you mean? Which one is
which? 6'5" PJ Tucker as your tallest, or the super tall lineup of the Nuggets?
Well, the small versus big?
Yeah.
I think ultimately the skilled wins.
The small ball.
I think because there's better players.
Yeah.
There's better players. I did, you know, they had Bol Bol had a game. Now, my kids were freaking out about Bol Bol. That's Manute Bol's son. And he looks a lot like Manute Bol. Not quite as tall, but way more skilled. And if you remember correctly, Manute Bol actually could shoot threes. It was a weird, freaky sight to see him shooting NBA threes. His son has handles, and he had 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 block shots in his first game. The Nuggets are basically getting a draft pick today. I mean, he was a second round pick last year. He didn't play at all, and then he had foot problems, and then he played yesterday in the scrimmage. So now they're going to have a brand new player. One of the weird things about this season is that new players who had been out and would have been out for the season are now back in basketball and available. And so he's one of those guys along with Nurkic. They had that giant lineup, as John mentioned. I think that, you know, Nurkic to me is a super talented, skilled player. He's a skilled player. I guess he's talented. I shouldn't say he's not talented.
Yeah, he's talented.
He's talented, but he's highly skilled. He just looks different, you know. He doesn't have the NBA prototype build. And you have Bol Bol, and you have players on that in that lineup that are pretty good, but they're not. I don't think they have a James Harden, and it's hard to win. I don't think you can win with gimmicky, just big man stuff. And I think they were doing that just kind of. I think it's kind of a lark in some ways. I don't think you can play that lineup
long term against
No. them. Well, and they have other skilled players
they
that
do.
Are right, yeah, normal players, obviously.
But not to the level of James or Russ.
No. Well, yeah.
But here they are in a better seed. I mean,
you know, Jamal, we've seen it before, Jamal Murray. I mean, they're not, yeah. I mean, Will Barton, and you know, they've got regular guys.
But this is 2 years in a row the Nuggets, you know, handle their business in the regular season for the most part.
Yeah.
They're consistent.
Yeah.
They're a consistent team.
You know, but are they built to win in the playoffs? We'll see. I don't know. If they win it this year, then there's going to be the asterisk of this was, that, oh, they only won it because of the pandemic. There's only three teams that if they win it, there's not going to be an asterisk. But no, they did this. It was. I think it was a lark. But you know what? They look pretty. You're right. They look pretty athletic. They look pretty not normal. But man, if they could do this against the, it would be interesting to see if they put out this 6'8" and taller lineup against the Rockets. And you know, I don't know that they how could Jokic keep up with anybody? How can Jokic keep up? Who's Plumlee going to guard?
Well, we've seen opposing teams throw their centers on Russ and back away and just ask him to shoot. Now
that's true.
He's turned that down a bit. But
don't give anybody any ideas. Well,
it's already been out there. I'm not giving it.
No, you're giving it away.
No, and then you put Jokic on PJ Tucker.
Well, who does Plumlee plays on Russ?
I mean, it wouldn't be something you could go for 25 minutes a night doing, but in certain situations, that's what they have done. Place your biggest player on Russ because you're inviting him to shoot jumpers.
Well, and now that you can play zone.
And that stuff too. That's what they did quite a bit yesterday.
Yeah.
And as you said, it was kind of a lark because you mentioned Will Barton didn't play. Jamal Murray and Will Barton were actually there, didn't play. Gary Harris, I think, is still outside the bubble because of Corona. Monte Morris is another guy. So, four of their top backcourt guys weren't even available.
Regular guys. Right.
Yeah, they're back. Pretty much their entire backcourt rotation wasn't available yesterday. So that's why you saw what you saw. Like Noah Vonleh was in a starting lineup, and I think, or at least he played quite a bit. So yeah, I'm sure Malone was like, whatever, we'll see what this looks like. And we'll just, I want everyone to be tall. We'll see what it looks like.
Yeah. But how about Daryl Morey? That is so funny. All these little midgets are tying down.
Hey,
all his little people.
The little putians is what they're called.
Order! Order! All his little guys are tying down the big. That would look like. It looked like Jokic, the giant. That's what the giant would look like. It would look like Jokic.
Yeah, it was the newer Gulliver's Travel with Jack Black. And the little people in that one are called the little putians.
The little what?
Lilliputians.
Lilliputians. Yeah, that's been their name.
Lilliputians?
Even from back in the day, they were Lilliputians.
Maybe that's what we should call the Rockets.
And remember, Daryl's musical.
Yeah. Lilliputians.
Yeah.
You may not realize this, but you should remember this. Daryl's musical, they were Lilliputians also, who had giants, and there was Lilliputians. The musical he did was all about they were good because they understood math and three was more than two, and it was... Daryl had tiny little, not little people, but like Lilliputians that you could hardly even see as part of his musical. That's crazy. I totally forgot about that. He had a whole musical about P.J. Tucker as a center. And having Covington and Tucker.
Now he's brought it to real life.
Yes, he did.
It was just a production on the Broadway stage, and now
it didn't make it to real Broadway. Life.
Well, kind of off-Broadway thing or something. Yeah, or Houston or whatever. Yeah, it made it on to, you know, Texas Avenue. And now...
It was a catastrophe theater, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't really realize it. I was like, oh my gosh, that's right. I've seen this before. That whole musical Daryl did is playing out in a matchup against the Nuggets.
It's real.
Yeah.
Daryl's like, Lance, way to catch up.
I've been
doing this for how long now?
One of the guys in the team was very frustrated because other people, like the coach or whoever it was, couldn't figure out that three was greater than two.
Mm-hmm.
Three was greater than two. And it was Daryl basically, I feel like, just putting Kevin McHale on blast. No, it wasn't. It was him blasting the entire NFL, the old NBA guard who didn't understand the math that three is greater than two. The analytics, he basically said, I'm going to do a whole musical where I kind of make y'all look bad.
And watch what I'm going to do now. I'm going to get rid of every tall player. Watch. Watch me.
I'll prove it.
And I'll prove that musical
should have gone to Broadway.
And three is greater than two. I'll prove it to you all.
I'll prove this storyline could have made it on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. That's right. 727 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, come hang with us here on the show with a lot to talk about. And if you've got anything that you want to talk about, how about some Dash calls? Let's go. Let's talk about the Dash getting to the NWSL Champions Cup Finals. Is that it?
Challenge Cup Finals.
Challenge Cup Finals, something. And
no, that's what it is.
No, that's what I said it is.
You said it's something. That's what it is. Challenge Cup Final.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's exactly what I said it was.
Uh-huh.
And so if you want to get in and talk about it, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776 is the number to call. Right now, though, I'm talking about my peeps over Chastain Ford. That number is ChastainFord.com. That's not a number. That's a website. So here's the deal is if you're looking for that website and you want to buy a car, we just got John Clay Wolf off. This is the time to sell your car and get out of whatever, you know, whatever your loan is. It is going to be more than zero because right now 0% financing for 72 and 84 months on these vehicles that are 2020, 2019s, all the 2019 F-150s, you can get for 84 months 0% financing. That's 7 years of using their money, 7 years of using their money to drive around in your car. That is a ridiculous. And so, and when you split it up to 7 years, how low is your payment going to be? And that's probably the most important thing to you right now because we're making less money. So we need lower payments. There you go. But you got to have a vehicle. So why don't you go to ChastainFord.com and see for yourself? They will virtually show you around the showroom. You can go to the showroom, obviously, if you want to. It's on 610 right there at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. But you can also buy online, which you can't do at other places. You want no payments for 6 months? You want nothing down? You want 84 months? ChastainFord.com. That's ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Alabama came out, or it's coming out today, I guess, and it's going to say, fall sports go on without delays. Practice can begin Monday. All students able to participate. Band cheer deemed essential and can attend home away games. No fan limitation. Alabama said, F you.
No fan limitation.
No fan limitation.
Alabama's kind of been in FU mode for a while as a state.
Yep, pretty much.
I mean, a while. We're going to listen to Dr. Fauci, okay? Hey, if fans are in the stands, wear masks, all right? If you wear masks, there's no reason that... Is Tua's little brother still there? Didn't he leave?
He transferred to Maryland.
So after Tua leaves...
Yeah. I mean, there was some talk of him wanting to play at the University of Miami, because obviously Tua's a Dolphin now, but Miami was like, we only have room.
So Tua's little brother must not be that good.
Well, he was a 4-star legitimate recruit. Ed Ogeron showed up at one of his games, even after he was already committed to Bama. He wanted him too. Maybe this is an FU to Nick, I don't know. But he was recruited very highly, but everyone knew he was going to Bama. And he went to Maryland because his former OC, Mike Locksley, is now the head coach there. The guy who recruited him to Bama is now the head coach in Maryland. So he went there. That's where he is.
Oh, Mark Carrig. This is funny. Bo Bichette signs with a team that can't find a home. He's Hobo Bichette.
If you missed it, the Jays can't play in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Is there a bigger biznatch than Pennsylvania?
What do you mean?
With another 30 games, like that's going to change anyway? Of with no fans in the stands, like that changes anything?
We don't want extra people in our state, okay? We don't want extra travel. Yeah, we can avoid it.
In Pittsburgh. Anybody cares about Pittsburgh and if anybody dies there?
The state of Pennsylvania cares about their citizens.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they don't care about Pittsburgh.
Why wouldn't they care about Pittsburgh? It's one of their major cities.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's like Texas not caring about Houston.
No, it's like Texas not caring about Dallas because we don't care.
No, Houston doesn't care about Dallas.
Right. No one does.
Texas probably does.
No, but Pittsburgh is, come on.
What? What do you mean, come on?
No one cares.
What do you mean? They're a city with a lot of sports history, a lot of championships. Of course, that state cares about Pittsburgh.
Not really. So, but can you be bigger? I mean, honestly, like, wait a minute. Were we not? I think we were, and we even heard it from the FBA, Carparelli. He said, you know, the safest place to be is with these teams, with these schools, with these, because they're gonna look out for, they're gonna test more, they're gonna make sure that the environments are cleaner for these athletes. It's probably the safest place to be. Why would you not want?
Oh, I don't think it's about the players themselves. He from what I read, it was about, hey, we don't want extra travel back and forth in this place just to
extra travel. What 30 guys that are coming in on a charter?
Well,
you mean hotel people who need hotels that have been desolate for all of this time? They couldn't use these guys staying in their hotel for all this time.
They've made a decision. No,
I know that's why they're bitches. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's stupid. It's stupid. Another 30 games
in the city. Stay out of our city, sir.
Yeah. Did you see the Astros Crawford boxes?
Yeah, I saw the fans in there. Well, yeah. Who's the one that circled?
He said, that's me. I'm hoping that Carlos Correa hits a screaming line drive homer through my head.
Did you see the Yankees? Or is he the Red Sox or Yankees where they've got the guy sitting on the bed?
No, they don't.
Yeah, he's one of them. Do you know that Vice did a whole thing? They found him. Somebody sent me the video. They didn't find him, but they found the guy who took the picture. They looked into who he was. He was actually like this really nice guy who helped with some youth sports and stuff like this. Like, they went through a whole, they talked to his sister, his mom, he passed away. Hmm. You guys know who I'm talking about, the guy sitting on the bed.
Yeah.
But also the picture everyone saw was photoshopped. It's not real.
It's not.
No, it's not real. The guy who took the picture said that. It's somebody else, not him, but somebody else photoshopped it. So it's a little extra.
Oh, they added some? It looks like it.
A little extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, I was rooting for the guy.
Well, he's passed away, but when he lived,
he probably lived a good life.
Well, or he couldn't find many partners.
That's true too.
Well, but that wasn't the. But like I said,
I know, but the picture is not real. In John's scenario, where this guy is blessed with whatever, he may not have been able to. You know,
I don't know. I'm sure he could have found some.
By the way, did you see the video?
I'm sure there would have been some takers on that.
Cam Newton on the Patriots field with one of his hats on. See, there it is. See, he's still wearing the same hats.
No, he doesn't.
Bill Belichick's not going to say.
He walked on.
I don't want you wearing that hat.
Well, we already talked about what Bill would actually be focused on.
Right.
With his tight ass shorts.
Those shorts are too tight. Can you loosen those up a little bit?
Yeah, I can see your.
Yeah. Remember, Lance, you said that he could see his what?
I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Cam, even on a workout, couldn't stop from wearing a hat. He's just walking on the field to work out with one of his wide receivers. Still got to wear a hat, though.
Yeah, it's his thing. He's just a hat guy.
Can you believe 30 writers, 30 experts at ESPN chose 7 or 8, I don't know, was it 8 different champions? They predicted 8 different teams that would win the World Series this year, and the Astros were not amongst them.
I can believe it.
Did you see somebody tweeted out the Major League Baseball has sent out hundreds of different pictures of players, and only one time was an Astro.
Oh yeah, no, it's Major League Baseball is going to really try to just distance the Astros are not going to be front and center of anything.
No,
they're not going to. Like I said, everything's going to be how many times can the Astros get hit. This is really, truly.
Thank God, Chipper Jones. We were talking about it yesterday. They were talking to Chipper about the hitting thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's stupid.
And Bregman, in his Twitter, when they showed him getting hit, somebody was pointed out, he goes, 1-2 changeup.
Right.
This is a 1-2 changeup.
Bases were loaded.
Yeah. This is not when you get hit by a pitch intentionally. So the Astros aren't trying to play into that motive. It really is sad, though, that something had happened in 2017 that has been likened to a much worse version of steroids, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you do in 2020. You jump on something. You don't look at it through an analytical lens. When I say analytical, I mean to analyze. You don't do that. You just say, this is whatever this is. Not only is this worse, it's the worst thing that's ever happened. In 2020, you have to say everything is the worst thing that's ever happened or everything is elite. There's no in between. It's either, I'm sorry, if this is not elite, then it's the worst thing that's ever happened in baseball history. But it's not even remotely close. And yet, in this weird world we live in where people just take something and roll as far as they can with it from a hyperbolic standpoint, that's where everyone is. This is the worst thing ever. So if it's the worst thing that's ever happened in baseball history, why would they promote anyone with the Astros? Maybe they're cheering for contraction. I don't know. Maybe baseball and baseball fans are cheering. I know they're cheering for the Astros to get hit in the head and sent to hospitals. I know the general fan base because of what the Astros did to people.
What did the Astros do?
Well, they did the trash can thing, which is the worst thing you could possibly do.
Which is an abomination to man.
Yeah.
Right.
Because every pitch was clearly signaled in less than 1 second to the hitter. And obviously, it's easy to decipher and send messages to someone via trash can in just a matter of seconds. Do you know if no video ever came out, it wouldn't have been a big deal? That whole story. It's when John Boy found the videos, because just like we've seen with Ray Rice versus Greg Hardy, when there is a video, it makes everything very, very real. And if John Boy had never pulled up, and I don't blame him. If they're out there on Major League Baseball's archives and he looks it up, he looks it up. We know the Yankees are going to get away with murder. We know the Red Sox are. We know that's already happening. Where's the unsealed letter? Have you seen the unsealed letter lately?
Nope, haven't seen it.
I thought that was coming out 5 weeks ago.
It was.
Where's the letter?
Oh, well, it is the judicial system.
Well, they're just hanging on to it. Kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. Right. They'll wait till halfway through the year, bring something out. There'll be a small amount of outrage, and then it will fizzle out. Mm-hmm. That will be that. Mm-hmm. And the Astros can go back to being the worst people that have ever lived. Up there with warlords, up there with with warlords who have murdered their own people and created carnage and blood in the streets and
put people into. What about dictators?
I want to go over the top of dictators.
No, I got my rankings of worst people ever.
Okay, right. Go ahead.
Jose Altuve.
Okay.
Wow, that's rare to see him number one.
Idi Amin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where's Hitler?
Carlos Correa.
Where's Hitler?
Hold on.
Let me get his there. List out.
Wait a minute. Hitler's fourth on this list?
Idi Amin. Who said murdered it? Fifth? So there was was it true that Idi Amin was like a cannibal? I know that was out there too. I don't know if that was ever.
His name was the Butcher of Uganda, if that tells you anything about him.
Was what I was thinking. Idi Amin is one of the guys I was thinking.
Don't rush
of.
Me, John. Gaddafi.
Yep.
Wait.
Hold on. This is my list. When you want to make your list, you can make your list.
Yeah.
Bregman and then Hitler.
Wow. Wait. Hitler's sixth?
Yeah,
depends on your list.
You got three Astros on the
list.
So
what's your list at, John?
I don't know. I think Hitler might be first. Okay, since millions of people died.
Put your list out.
Did you see
about other people's list and do your own list?
Did you see what the Astros did 2017?
I am going first Altuve, then Hitler.
Really?
Okay? I don't think you have near.
Okay. See, I'd make Bregman first.
I could see that.
And then he's got Hitler, a bad attitude.
Bregman's worse than Altuve?
And then I'd go Altuve, Springer, Idi Amin, and I'd probably go Bin Laden, and then Gaddafi, and then A.J. Hinch.
Wow. A.J. coming in strong.
A.J.?
You guys hadn't A.J. was... A.J. could have stopped all this, and he didn't.
And he cost you a World Series.
Where's Beltran Acora? Oh, Beltran's off the hook again?
Yeah.
No,
yeah. I don't know if you know this.
I never heard anything from Major League Baseball that Beltran was a bad person.
Oh, no. Yes, you did. Cora, he and Cora led the way. Yes, you did.
Well,
yeah.
Are you sure,
I don't focus
John,
on
you
that. I focus on the Astros.
Exactly.
The people who actually did the cheating, like Jose Altuve.
John,
okay?
are you sure?
Carlos Beltran would never cheat. He was a Yankee. And Yankees do it with pride and dignity, and they do it for this country.
And they shave their facial hair to be clean-cut Americans.
Where did that start? Tell me where that started.
in New York after 9/11.
Yeah, in the Yankee game after 9/11. When did they start America?
America the Beautiful?
When did they start singing that at baseball? Yankee Stadium. Thank you. Where did Carlos Beltran play? Yankee Stadium. Thank you. Maybe he started it. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that was Carlos Beltran. Maybe he is a hero. Alex Cora, he tried to.
Well, he didn't do anything in
saying,
Boston.
There's no, he did nothing in Boston. Right. He did this in Houston because A.J. Hinch told him to. And then Alex Cora said, you know what? This isn't right, and we're not going to do this in Boston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had
except well, he
do
did
things
have,
the right way.
No, no, no. But they were doing it in Boston. He just didn't know.
Says you.
Well, yeah, he didn't know.
No, no. It's true.
I don't believe that.
That dude was suspended.
Some Astro. Yeah. That's Astro propaganda.
The intern was suspended.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was doing it, but Alex Cora didn't know anything about
it. And he stopped it probably whenever he found out.
Didn't know.
Lance, they sing America the Beautiful at Yankees games.
I think, yeah.
You know what they sing
They sing it everywhere now.
Yeah, but you know what they sing at Astros games, and that's why we should be hated.
You hover above, rain hell below. Killing them hogs real nice and slow. I'm Brett Myers going to throw that gas down around your knees, put you on your ass. Ah! Rebels, rebels, bringing the muskets and bringing down death on us. Rebels, rebels, keep everybody in bondage. Oh, way down south in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away.
I didn't know to bring out songs of the south.
If you
seventh inning stretch, stand up, please, for songs of the south.
I believe that first song is Bregman's walk-up song. That's Bregman's walk-up song, the first one. Correa's is... Rebels,
rebels, yeah. Rebels.
That's why they hate. That's why we're the worst people. Astros. Oh.
And whose is the way down south in the land of cotton? It's
probably Josh Reddick.
It's clearly Josh Reddick.
Oh yeah, that could be actually. 7:45 ESPN 97.5.
But maybe that's Altuve.
Maybe.
He is one of the worst people. We've already determined in the ratings that what Altuve did with the 2.7. percent of trash can bangs and all that was far worse than Barry Bonds hitting 100 million home runs.
Right. No.
Yeah, but Reddick's from Georgia.
What's Bonds' number?
What do you mean?
How many home runs did he hit?
It was 72?
No, overall.
Oh, it's... Oh, my God. I don't even know what his number is.
Yeah, no one cares about that number. Is it 762?
No, it's...
755, isn't it?
No, that's Hank Aaron.
No, Hank.
No.
How many did Hank Aaron hit overall?
When Hank at 714?
That was Babe Ruth.
Yeah, how many did Hank Aaron
actually
hit? I don't
even know.
I can't remember now.
714 was the...
The number he broke.
Oh, that was the number.
Maybe it is 762. What am I saying?
Oh, no, it's 755 was Hank. Yeah, he broke 714.
762.
Thank you. 755. Mr. Baseball.
762.
Mr. Baseball.
Mr. Baseball.
How about that, though?
Oh, Hank was 755.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the home run number was something that was hallowed.
And now
it's just like, wait, what? 714 is a number, but 55 or is it 62?
Right. Hey, you should have bet on it, though. You should have bet that you knew. And here's the deal, is you can bet right now on all kinds of stuff with mybookie.ag. It's easy. You bet, you win, they pay. They have up-to-the-minute odds on the teams with the start of Major League Baseball tonight. Who are you going to bet on, Cole or Scherzer? Get to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Check out the World Series future bets. Nothing shows you believe in your team like... betting on your team before the season starts. And why stop with baseball? Look to the future with NBA, NHL, NFL games. Actually, the opening weekend's lines are already out. You can bet on games. You can bet on Texans versus Chiefs right now. Join today. My bookie will match your deposit 100%. So you put in $200, they'll match $200. You put in $1,000, they match $1,000. Plus, they'll toss you a $10 Major League Baseball future wager. Absolutely free. Just enter promo code radio when signing up. That's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You bet, you win, they pay.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. Nate, Nat, they're expecting rain tonight in Washington? Damn it. Scherzer and Cole?
Yeah.
Might get rained out?
It might get rained out.
That sucks.
That'd be perfect for baseball, for their premier matchup not to even happen.
Yeah.
Because of rain. Ray,
here's Jeff Passan probably come on. We got a rain out, and also four Yankees test positive for COVID, so you're going to shut it down and not be able to play baseball for a while. We had some people who heard Jeff Passan.
I wouldn't,
Like we heard Jeff Passan.
I wouldn't make fun of Jeff Passan.
I would stop. What we also heard is that they're trying to expand the playoffs.
Yeah.
That came out last night.
Mm-hmm.
That right before the season starts. Can we actually make it a 16-team playoff?
It's crazy that they're going to make a decision at some point inside the season.
Well, they have to. I thought
they'll cut the number off wherever the Astros are.
I thought I saw it where it has to be done before the first pitch tonight.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one would think.
Yeah, you would think you'd have your playoffs in place before the season starts.
They'll have expanded playoffs.
You think so?
Yeah. TV money.
Yeah, but don't.
Well, they already get what, $1.1 billion.
Yeah, but won't the players' association say we don't want to play more games?
Well, playoff shares, more players get playoff shares.
Yeah, I know, but they're still going to be bitches about it because that's what they do. We're not going to do it because you want to do it. Major League Baseball is just the worst.
But you're excited, right? The season's back.
I'm excited about our team. I like our team. Yeah. Did you see Seattle hasn't even? They didn't play any exhibition games. They just said, we're going to save some money. We're not traveling anywhere.
We'd rather not do this.
Yeah. We'd rather not be playing anyway. We suck.
We'd rather not be playing. Frankly, we'd rather contract. If somebody wants to buy us out, it'd be great.
A new sports franchise has come in Seattle. Their hockey team will announce its name and identity today. I didn't know Seattle needed a hockey team, but they're going to get one.
You know what I like? The Chop.
Seattle's getting an expansion hockey team?
Well, yeah, that was already announced, but the name and
Seattle Chops
coming tomorrow.
The Seattle Chaz?
I don't know what the Chaz.
Huh?
I like the Seattle Chaz. The Autonomous Zone. Remember the Autonomous Zone? The Chaz? How about the Chop or the Chaz? Use that. Just kind of a shout out to when everyone was living there, kind of took over.
How
the
about
streets.
The Seattle Autonomies?
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds clunky.
It is.
I like the Seattle Chop better, but it could be.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah,
Chop.
No, we can't do. You can't do this.
The Chaz feels.
Speaking of that, whole thing, you know how Washington is. Washington disavowed. You know the name. We're not using the name anymore. You know what they haven't done? Changed it on Instagram. I just happened to. Type in like RE whatever on Instagram and that name came up.
Are you
up.
Looking for Redskins?
I wasn't actually.
While I'm here, let me go check out their Instagram.
All the talk about, hey, we're not that name anymore. Didn't change it on Instagram yet. They're still the on Instagram. So
they're still the what? You can't say Redskins?
It's banned. Sorry. Okay.
Can you say the M word?
The what?
Said
it earlier. I already said it.
Yeah. The M word?
Yes. I already said it.
Go ahead, say it again.
No, I'm not saying it again. I don't want to say it anymore.
See?
I accidentally said it because...
What?
It was an accident. That's why.
It's still here, scouts in NFL. It's literally, it's used all the time.
Yeah.
To describe cornerbacks and wide receivers. Yeah. Literally all the time. And I was talking with a guy who's a personnel director, and we were talking about different... You know, a topic came up the other day about words to describe different players and things like that with in terms of draft. He goes, you know, and this guy, by the way, is African-American. He goes, yeah, we in the NFL, we don't get into all that stuff y'all have to deal with overly political. He said, we have terms that we use that describes players and we use it inside our circle. And he goes, they're terms that most people would not think twice about for most of the time, but now people have picked him out. He goes, I don't envy you having to deal with the Twitter stuff and Instagram and all that. He said, because in football, when we have our meetings, he goes, everybody uses the same stuff. Like we were told, okay, well, calling Derrick Henry a beast is like potentially, those words are hurtful.
Like, beast is hurtful? No.
But if you say Christian McCaffrey is heady and intelligent, but I went and read my draft profile. I said he was like Derrick Henry's a wrecking ball. That's how he runs. And Christian McCaffrey, I said, lacked, had average burst out of his cuts and wasn't a great tackle breaker, which to this day, I still think Christian McCaffrey is not going to hold up long term. But that was one of the... But Derrick Henry, that was a completely accurate description of Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is a guy that you strap it on, you let him get downhill, and just bang. That's what he does. There's nothing hurtful about those words. There's nothing that I get what they're saying. It was supposed to be about our bias. And then, but you know, Sean O'Hara during this meeting brought up when we did our thing in NFL. He said, but bias works both ways. He goes, there are people who just made certain assumptions about me because I'm just a gritty white guard, you know, didn't have skill level or any of that stuff. And he said, you know, because the whole thing was about intelligence, athleticism, and people don't. It was interesting. It's stuff we already know that we already talk mm-hmm. about. We make our own jokes about coach on the field and great precise route runner right. and stuff like that. But the Derrick Henry thing I thought was a little strange because there's really no other way to describe Derrick Henry other than he is a wrecking ball.
Yeah, he's a beast.
He is a wrecking ball. Now, although Sean did bring up, he had Brandon Jacobs, who was my comp. He said, but people thought Brandon Jacobs was this big, you know, crusher. And he did have some videos where he was. Like, he did have moments. But he said Ahmad Bradshaw ran harder. So, kind of don't judge a book by its cover, which I think is just, that's should be always standard. Don't judge a book by its cover. But there is some, I do think there's obviously some people will suffer from some unconscious bias about players, without question. That's something that we see all the time in all sports. You assume a player's a certain, like whenever I heard Major Applewhite, Major Applewhite was an option quarterback from the Baton Rouge area, and his name was Major Applewhite.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea that Major Applewhite. Like, this guy's not an option quarterback.
We had Mac on, and we were like, are you going to run? Major, is that going to, you're going to be run? We honestly thought that Major Applewhite, because, well, we thought Major Applewhite was an option quarterback. And Mac,
I thought he was in high school. I thought they did. You know, Andre Ware was in high school.
Yeah.
Andre was an option quarterback in high school.
Yeah.
And then he got to run and shoot and won a Heisman.
Right. Right.
But he was recruited to University of Houston, which ran the beer.
Anything like we thought he looked.
No, we didn't make certain assumptions.
Right. It's like
Major Applewhite.
It's right. When people hear Dell, they make major assumptions about him being British.
Unconscious bias.
Right.
I don't think British
doesn't. I think, don't hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well,
pop
the Queen's English.
Lot.
Yeah.
How many MVPs did Barry Bonds win, John?
MVPs did Barry Bonds won four?
Seven.
Seven MVPs.
Three but, when he was the good Barry Bonds.
But did
and
he bang
four,
a trash can?
Four when he was the evil
did
Barry Bonds.
Did he bang
Bonds.
A trash can? Because otherwise, he's a great person.
Four MVPs. Here's some of the numbers that you might not like. What do you think? How many walks do you think? What was the most walks Barry Bonds ever had in a season?
In a season?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's a
he's
ridiculous
he's the all-time
thing.
Leader in walks.
Yeah.
What's the most he ever had in a season?
In a season? I think he was up 150.
150. Well, he passed that number one, two, three times
over
in his
200?
Career. How about 232?
232.
What's the most?
Walks.
232 walks. What was? And how many of those were intentional walks that year?
Oh, probably 120.
120.
120.
On the nose. 120. But trash cans are worse than that, right?
Yes.
For the integrity of baseball, when you have to intentionally walk a guy with the bases loaded to walk in a run,
right?
Surely that can't be worse than hitting a trash can.
Baseball, get the F out of here.
When you literally have to bring a run
I hate baseball.
Because you know a guy is juicing and there's nothing you can do about it.
Look at the numbers. The dude won four MVPs from the age of 36 to 39
I know.
In a row.
Look at all these numbers, Del.
In a row.
73 home runs, 46, 45, 45. His RBI numbers.
That's not as bad
baseball.
It's not as bad as banging a trash
your
can.
Your quote-unquote best player for four straight years.
His OPS was 1,400.
37, 38, 39. It had its best numbers. And we're talking about banging trash cans as the worst
it's
scandal in baseball history.
No.
I hate baseball.
F out of here.
But opening day, tonight.
Tonight, 7:59, ESPN 97.5.
Who's this? Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.